My world is wonderful. I live in a absolutely fantastic world. And my world is wonderful. My world is filled with peace and harmony and goodness. My world is filled with joy. My world is filled with every desire of my heart, and it is a wonderful world. It's a world that I live in because I have chosen to live there. My world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, really it is. And no matter where I go, no matter what I do, no matter what I say, no matter what people are around me and in me and through me, my world is such a fantastic world because I am in love with myself. Now you say, what a vain idea to be in love with yourself. If everyone were in love with themselves, they would find that their world was a super world to live in. If everyone were in love with themselves, they would do things for others that they do for themselves. They would look for happiness everywhere because they know that when they look with the eyes of happiness, they see happiness, and that happiness has to come from them first. And this is the big issue that we all come face to face with. Everything starts with us. It starts with our attitude about ourselves, our thought about ourselves, our world about ourselves, our belief in ourselves. Everything begins from our own inner awareness. Now, do you want to have a world of happiness, a world of joy, a world of peace, a world of wholeness? Do you want that? Really, really, do you want that? If you do, that means you have to put thoughts of those concepts to work in your everyday life. Not just sporadically, but every single moment of every day you say, I like me. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. This is a wonderful world. Everyone in this world is beautiful. Everyone that I know is fantastic. And everyone I don't even know is fantastic. They have to be, because that's the original design. That's the original setup. That's the original beingness, our original purity and integrity. That's what it's all about. Now, if I live in a world where that's what it's all about, then that's what it's all about. There is nothing else other than that. There's nothing else other than that that makes my world go around and makes my world happy and makes my world feel fantastic. It's up to me what I want to do. It's up to me how I want to feel. It's up to me who I am, because that's all that matters. Who am I? Where am I going? What is the truth about my life? What is the truth about who I am, where I am, why I am, what I am? Wow! Yes! If I can get myself to fall in love with myself, I will fall in love with everything in the world because that is my creation. If I can get myself to see the good in me, I will see the good in others. If I can get myself to see only the perfection that I am, not look at appearances, but look at the truth, the all 100% truth of who I really am, then that is who I really am. That is what goes on in my life. That's what goes on in my world. That's what goes on in me. That's who I am. And that's all that matters. Nothing else matters at all. Now, do I like that? Do I think that's a wonderful way to be? Do I think that's a happy way to be? My world is wonderful. My world is wonderful because I made it that way. My world is fantastic because I have spoken my word and I have said, my world is fantastic. My world is glorious. My world is filled with harmony and peace and love and goodness. My world is the only world that exists. And my world is my world because my world is the world that I create by my every thought. Now, this means I have to be on alert and on top of it all the time. This means that I cannot blame anybody else for anything that happens in my world. This means that I have to be alert to all of my thoughts, not just my words, not just my actions, those truly, yes, but my thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, if I think in my heart, and that's the only place I do think, if I think in my heart that I live in a beautiful world, so be it. If I think in my heart that every single person on the face of the earth is a fabulous person, a marvelous person, a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious person, if I can know that and see that and be that and enjoy that, then that is who I am. That is my reality. That is my goodness. That is my wholeness. That is my purity. That is who I am. Now, nothing else matters, really. Nothing else makes any difference in the world. The only thing that makes any difference in the world is what I think, what I say, what I do, what I am. That's all that makes any difference in the world. Who I am. Am I all that I think I am? Am I all that I know I am? Am I all that I want to be? Who am I? Where am I? Why am I? So, every thought I think must be a thought that I want to experience. And I have to be on duty all the time. Every thought I think must be one that praises and glorifies the divine in me. Yes! That praises and glorifies the divine in me. Every thought I think delights. I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every thought I think reveals I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every thought I think is me now, and I am living it in every avenue, every area, every moment of my life, and it is good and very good. There's not a single action that I can take in my life in any way that does not reflect exactly who I am. Every avenue that I am reflects just who I am. Who are you? What is you? What is your life? What is going on in your world? How are you reflecting who you are? Are you the beautiful being that you are? Are you the fantastic, glorious being that you are? Are you the divine creature that you are? Well, I would say you are. Now, are you ready, willing, and able to make that claim, to accept that as your beingness? Are you ready, willing, and able to understand that there's nothing else that matters except to be who you are right now? That's all. Be who you are right now and delight in who you are right now. And when you delight in who you are right now, then your world indeed is the wonderful world you live in. My world is wonderful. My world is wonderful because I put the cause in motion for everything that takes place. I put the cause in motion for the happiness that I have. I put the cause in motion for the joy I have. I put the cause in motion for the peace that I have. I put the cause in motion for the love that I have. And as I put the cause in motion for these things in my life, I experience them 100%, for that is the truth about me, the only truth. And I live in my wonderful world because my thoughts are wonderful, my needs are wonderful, my speaking is wonderful, everything I am is wonderful, and I am that I am. Nothing else matters. Nothing else makes any difference in my life except that I like me. I like me. I like me. Except that I say to myself, I love you. I love you. I love you.